is an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Bethany Watson.
And I'm Kathleen Heaney.
We're best friends who also happen to be polar opposites.
I'm a colorful extrovert rising.
And I'm a goth introvert.
We're both curious weirdos, and we both love cats.
But that might be the only thing we have in common.
We are an acquired taste.
Kathleen, as we sit here, it is 1:21 p.m., and I feel like I just finally woke up.
Oh my God, what? Are you okay?
I've been in just a bit of a fog lately, and it's taking me so much longer. Have you ever had that thing happen where you're driving and you get to a place and you're like, I don't remember driving here?
Oh, wait, that is real. Okay, so I've been so bad at following directions lately.
Oh, no.
It's because I'm daydreaming while I'm driving.
Uh-oh.
So, like, I'm a safe driver.
Sure.
But if my phone was like, you must exit at exit. I don't know. Why did I just give my phone that weird?
Hello.
I don't know. How does Siri sound? I can't. Can you do a Siri accent?
Siri. I don't know. I can't find that information on the internet.com.
There you go. There you go. She's like, exit at 58, coming up in 1.2 miles. And like, for whatever reason, I just am so bad at following directions on my GPS. I'm daydreaming. I can't tell you how many times I've texted someone that I'm meeting somewhere. Like, I'm so sorry. I'm behind a garbage truck in Linden and I cannot find my way around it.
Yeah. It's real tough. I'm trying so hard to be mindful and not just disappear into my brain. But it's always not working.
It is
consistently not working.
That is a really good term for it. Disappearing into your brain.
Yeah. Also, speaking of Siri, quickly, Dennis does this thing now.
Oh.
Where if he is trying to annoy me, like if he's in a particularly plucky mood, he will do this thing where he'll go, hey, Bethany, what's the weather like today? And I'll say to him, I'm not Siri. And he'll go, I gotta return this, Bethany. And for some reason, it's not even funny, but for some reason, it drives me crazy because I'm like, I am not an item to be purchased or bothered around.
I'm gonna start doing that to Neil. And he says something that I'm annoyed by. I'm just gonna look at him and say, rewind.
Neil, off.
Skip commercial.
Off. Yeah. Skip ahead 30 seconds. Yeah.
When I was in Mexico, I don't know how this happened, but I got back and Neil looks me dead in the eye and he's like, how did you do it? And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, how did you change Alexa from Mexico? I'm like, dude, I have no idea what you were talking about. So apparently when I was away, every time he asked Alexa for the weather, she would meow.
What?
It would be like, Alexa, what's the weather today? It's 42 degrees outside.
What?
Something happened and I didn't mind it. Like little idiosyncrasies like that, they don't bother me. But Neil, it drives him absolutely bonkers. And he went online and it's like something that happens at like some button or I don't know, setting that you pick that you do by accident. Because other people have been like, why is Alexa meowing before she gives me the weather?
Echotalk.org says, Alexa now meows like a cat. Help.
Yeah.
My 8-year-old turned on this function. Every time I say good morning to Alexa, a loud meow occurs.
Yes.
It's not fun. It's not funny anymore. BC, before cat, the default function of Alexa was as followed. If you said, Alexa, good morning, the response would be good morning, followed by an interesting fact of the day. I liked the feature. This was the default feature. You didn't have to do a skill or anything. Now, AC, after cat, I can't find a way to turn it off. It's not a skill. It's not a routine. Amazon tech support didn't have the answer, and Reddit and other forums don't either. The closest I've come is to one post saying, to say, Alexa, I miss your good morning routines, but she's not sure about that.
Yeah. This is a really great way when you say you're in your significant other's apartment and they have Alexa and they're breaking up with you. Figure out a way to turn this on before you leave their house for the final time.
Totally.
You will be leaving a trail of your love.
Ezekiel said, the only thing that worked for them was to say, Alexa, stop meowing.
This is so... Oh, speaking of Ezekiel, you know the bread.
delicious.
Yeah. Okay. Except this morning, having a not great morning, and I'm trying to, you know, because Ezekiel bread, you have to keep it in the freezer.
Yeah, because sprouted grains.
Yeah, sprouted grains, flourless bread or whatever.
Delicious in a chocolate cake, but for bread, you got to make it frozen.
And the pieces always stick to each other.
Yeah.
And this morning, I kept trying to take a piece off.
Yeah.
You like twist it a little bit.
And you wiggle it. Just a little bit.
And then it just kept breaking.
Oh, no.
And it's not cheap.
No, it's not.
And I'm just left with all these shards of bread.
But can you, I mean, it still combines to create one piece of bread. Did you need it to be one solid slice of bread?
Yeah, I wanted to put it in the toaster.
Oh, no, you can't.
I know. Then I had to put it in the pan.
Yeah.
And then I forgot about it. And then I had to throw it away anyway.
That's why you got to get yourself a toaster
oven. It's just like money down the drain.
Going back to Mexico.
Yeah, yeah.
Turning back to Mexico again. Mm-hmm. How did you need to speak Spanish? Where were you?
Oh.
Did you need to be able to speak Spanish, or was it mostly like you were on a resort and it was English?
No, so I'm glad that you asked me that, because I am notoriously not great at languages.
Okay.
Right? And so there was a group of six of us. Only one person out of the whole group spoke Spanish. My dear friend, Pamela.
Okay.
Pam. And so she was basically our translator the whole time. And we really couldn't have survived without her.
Really?
Because there was this thing that happened where, you know, like anywhere you travel, you get into a cab and notoriously like cab driver. I keep using the word notoriously.
We're full of notorious things and people.
The cab drivers, a lot of times, they'll try to scam you because I get it. Everybody's got to make a buck.
You have to make money.
Yeah. And tourists are easy targets.
Yeah.
And so we get into this cab that the woman behind the desk at the hotel was like, okay, he's going to take you to your destination, $50 American, whatever. So we get into the cab and the guy is like, $200 American.
Abso-friggin-lutely not.
And so all six of us in English were like, what are we going to do? We're absolutely going to do. My friend Kristen starts yelling, Pam, you tell him he stops this car right now and we're getting out if he thinks that he's getting $200 American. And then Pam is like, oh God, I majored in Spanish in college, but like I haven't argued in it in a long time.
Yeah, totally.
And she's just trying her best to be like, sir, no, we're not paying you that money.
Yeah.
And that is when I really should have brushed up on my Espanol on the Babbel app before getting on that plane. Because Babbel is this amazing app, sponsor of this podcast, by the way.
Heck yeah.
It is an amazing product for learning a second language if you're like me and you're a language dummy.
For most of us, learning a second language in high school or college wasn't really a high point in our academic careers. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. In high school, I took Spanish from our teacher who made us call him El Jefe, which means the boss.
Oh, God.
And we were convinced that he was only one lesson ahead of us in Spanish because we would ask him questions and he wouldn't know the answers. And we were like, oh, he just finished the chapter in front of us.
Yeah.
So, you know, it wasn't the best. I had an amazing Spanish teacher, but the majority of my Spanish teachers weren't awesome. So now, thanks to Babbel, the language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscriptions, there is an addictively fun and easy way to learn a new language. Learning a language doesn't go away when you leave school.
Yeah. And now that we can travel again, COVID is sort of it's not like ending, but it's like, you know, it's settling down.
It's more manageable.
It bought a house and it has three kids.
It married someone a little uglier than it was hoping,
know,
but they're nice.
I know. But the schools are good and the taxes are low or whatever.
Totally.
So I'm trying to plan a trip to France. So on my Babbel app, I've been having so much fun. It's actually like a little bit addicting, brushing up on my French again.
Yes.
So that when I go abroad, I don't sound like a big American idiot.
The only thing I know how to say in French besides hello is Où, which means where is, and then I just throw in like le metro, and that's so it got me there once to the metro.
It does.
But I am studying French now too, and it's so fun because they use native speakers, so you know that you're working on getting your accent, the dialect correct.
Yeah.
They have games you can play. They have podcasts you can listen to, all to help you really integrate this language into your daily life in little bite-sized amounts.
Yeah, I get notifications on my phone that's like, hey, it's time for your Babbel 5 minutes a day. But you can also do this on a desktop on your computer. So if you need to look busy because your boss is like, I pay you, do hard work.
Yeah.
You could just be studying a cool language, one of the 14 different different languages that Babbel offers from behind your desktop.
And if you want to do it at work, or if you're on a flight or something like that and you don't want to be speaking out loud,
yeah,
there are options where today you're going to do a lesson that doesn't involve speaking out loud, because sometimes you don't want to embarrass yourself.
Yeah, like, you know, talking to nobody in particular in a different language that's not your own can be like a little embarrassing.
Plus, Babbel comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee. So right now, get up to 55% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/taste.
That's babbel.com/taste for up to 55% off of your subscription.
Babbel, language for life.
So when you get into tough situations like this, where you don't know how to speak the language, I start looking down. I'm like, okay, if we truly have to get out of this cab and run, what am I wearing on my feet?
Rothy's, right?
Thank God, Bethany, I was wearing my Rothy's.
Kathleen.
Yeah.
You are nothing if not prepared at all times for an emergency.
Oh, and you know, I've been cutting back. I've been going through my monthly expenses.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out where I can nip and tuck.
Yeah.
And one thing that I'm not tucking on is comfortable footwear for the summer.
Yes.
Because Rothy's has so many really cool styles out. And listen, if you're going to be in a foreign country and you're going to be in a situation where you have to run, by all means, your footwear needs to not only be stylish, it needs to be comfortable as well.
What are you doing when you travel that you're consistently needing to be ready to run?
I bet I'm all worked up right now and I'm like scratching at my face.
Yes. What are you doing?
I don't know. It's a weird day, Bethany.
Well, here's the great news.
Yeah.
We're heading into spring. Kathleen, you love color.
I love color.
Rothy's has these gorgeous new driver shoes in all of these stunning colors. They have them in aquamarine.
Oh.
Oh my gosh. They have them in a beautiful gray, which you know I love. They have them in this lavender color, a tropical peach color. It's actually called periwinkle is the lavender color.
Ooh.
So, so, so beautiful. Perfect for springtime. Perfect for running.
The ones that I am coveting for the spring / summer season, Bethany.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear them with everything.
What are they? Which ones?
It is the slip-on sneaker in that chartreuse lime green checker.
Yeah. It's like a throwback, but it's so current. I love these shoes.
You know, I wonder, it's Fashion Week in New York this week. I wonder if Rothy's is showing, because I would like to go to their fashion
show.
That's
like the only runway show I would go to.
I know. And also, they've got so many cool tote bags. You know, last time we were talking about Rothy's on this podcast, somebody commented in our Facebook fan group, like, I don't know, maybe I've been out of the loop, but I've never washed a tote bag. And it's like, yes, you need to wash your tote bags.
Yeah.
And because I know from personal experience that Rothy's sneakers wash so beautifully, I know that their tote bags wash beautifully too.
Yeah. And so Kathleen has a bunch of pairs of Rothy's.
Yeah.
I have a pair of their loafers in this color called Mocha.
Yeah.
And the first time you put on one of these shoes, it feels like wearing a really nice, like, squozy pair of socks.
Yeah.
You know how it perfectly hugs your foot and forms to your foot, and there's like, and you have no blisters. It's perfect. That's how Rothy's feel when you put them on. So made to last, machine washable. They will look great through the new year and well beyond. And because they're sustainably made with threads spun from recycled single-use plastic bottles, they have saved over 146 million bottles and counting.
They're good for the environment. They're great for traveling. They're stylish and they're comfortable. So get in on this Rothy's action yourself and get $20 off of your first purchase at Rothy's.com/taste.
That's Rothy's.com/taste.
You know, speaking of sustainable products and things that are good for the environment, are you a little bit freaked out that it's halfway through November now and we have not gotten a snowstorm in the New York City metropolitan area?
It's February.
I meant February. I meant February. What did I say?
November.
Oh, I don't. Where's my mind?
No, we're
February.
Both. It's so frustrating.
It's weird.
So we moved upstate with the promise of crazy snowstorms. Our landlord was like, I leave for Florida every winter. Good luck. He showed us pictures of the property during last winter and the winter before where like the house was buried in snow.
Yeah.
We have not gotten snow that stuck the entire year.
It's very alarming to me.
Mm.
I am one upset for Mother Earth, and two, upset that I haven't been able to use my snow boots at all this year.
Yeah, no, it's
I like my snow boots.
Incredibly frustrating. Yes, the planet implications, let's not get into that. It makes me too sad.
I know.
It's just like, you know, we've talked in previous episodes about everyone's like playing nostalgia games. Like I'm playing my old Zelda games
because
nostalgia's. Snow does the same thing for me.
I know.
And I don't know when we're going to get snow again.
Like kids these days will never know the joy that was the blizzard of 96.
So does it make you uncomfortable that you've started saying kids these days? When does kids these days kick in?
So there's this interesting conversation surrounding SEO and TikTok.
If you don't know, SEO stands for
search engine optimization.
Right. So it's like keywords that get your Google search or whatever to the top of the search.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was having this conversation with somebody about how kids these days are using TikTok as a search engine.
Interesting.
The same way, Bethany, that you and I use Pinterest as a search engine.
I do not use Pinterest as a search engine.
You don't? How do you use Pinterest?
I don't really use Pinterest.
Oh, God.
I have one.
Bethany.
I don't think I've been on it in a while.
Oh, come on. Where are you saving all of your colorful bathroom inspiration?
I don't have any of that.
Where are you saving your gothic bathroom inspiration?
In my email. I email it to myself.
What?
Or I text it to myself.
Gee,
I keep lots of tabs open in my phone on like my Internet Explorer in my phone.
Yeah.
So like anything I need to remember, like you can hear my phone charms.
Yeah, yeah.
Hold on, let me open up my internet.com.
Oh my God.
Hold on. Oh my God. Don't oh my God me. Hold on a second.
I can't believe you don't use Pinterest. It's really such a wonderful search engine tool.
Okay. So if I open up my Google Chrome, I have all the way back from, okay, so this is from whenever my grandma died. I have her obituary.
Oh.
This is a baseball player that looks like my dad, who I wanted to show to my dad. His name is Sam Clay. He plays for the Someones, and he looks like my dad. Here's a product called Sun Aroma that our engineer Blair told us to look. I used that. I was told to look up this woman named Sandy. Here's a management company that my landlady wanted me to look up. Oh, here's a cake recipe.
Oh, okay. What kind of cake is it, Bethany?
It is is it pronounced Ubi or yeah. Ubi? Is this Filipino cake?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. With the purple.
It's like, purple.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay,
uh-huh.
Okay.
Got a recipe for that. Mm-hmm. Jollibee, because that's where you can get some really good Ubi cake.
Oh.
I have this untitled pottery website because it's where I'm learning how to rebuild a broken statue.
Oh, okay. Don't you have to just soak it in milk?
I think that's a tooth.
No, no, no. But if you soak pottery in milk, some sort of chemical reaction. It'll rebind whatever's broken.
Oh, well, a head fell off a cat statue.
Oh.
So should I put that in milk?
Yeah.
Okay. Here is names of people I looked up. I don't know who they are, and I have forgotten. Here is a man who looks like Dennis's dad, and Henrietta and Myrna sing Go Tell It on the Mountain, because I like that video.
Oh,
I wanted to see it again.
Go tell it on the mountain. What does that actually mean? Like, does it mean?
I think go to the highest point and tell everyone who can hear about Christ's love.
But like, who can hear you from the mountain?
Well, I think it's the highest point. So if anyone's going to hear you, the best chance for that is going to be from the top of the mountain. Over the hills and everywhere is the next few lines. So they're just like, spread the word.
Speaking of Christ's love, I check my mom's ring camera every night to see what are the animals.
The bodies.
The deer and the skunks.
Yeah, and the raccoons.
All of the animals crossing her lawn.
Yeah.
I swear to God, it's the New Jersey suburbs, but it might as well be the zoo. I swear.
There's a giraffe that randomly just moseys by.
I mean, sometimes there's like up to 5 different types of animals.
This is big.
It's really crazy. So I was like, okay, I wonder if the deer were over tonight.
Yeah.
And then I'm scrubbing through all of the footage and I see her like at the door talking to these two people. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to be a nosy Nelly here. Mm. I mean, I am her daughter.
Sure.
So, you know, I get it from her. And I realize that she's talking to missionaries.
Oh, okay. So they like came by?
Yes, but Bethany, I don't care why you're coming by, whether you're selling Girl Scout cookies or the word of the Lord.
Yeah.
Stranger danger.
Yeah. So I think stranger danger is a myth, except it's kind of not, because why are you coming to my house?
Yeah.
I am so suspicious about anyone coming to my house Because I think you're dressed like a missionary and you're scoping out to see what we have in our house.
Okay. Well, the missionary was, there were two missionaries, a man and a woman.
Yeah.
And the man was holding his phone in a way that almost looked like he was recording my mother.
Kind of the way that you held it when you went upstairs to your neighbors who were being too loud.
That is precisely how he was holding it.
Takes one to know one.
I know it from firsthand experience.
Totally.
And so I'm like, Mommy, please, we've been through this before. You cannot answer the door to people you don't know.
Totally.
And if you do, you have to put the chain on and you have to answer through the chain.
Yes. Just stick your nose through it and be like, who are you?
Yeah. I'm like, Mom, I don't care. And I can hear her saying over the Ring camera, well, I go to the church up the street. And I'm like, Mommy, they might be carrying Bibles. They might be carrying, I don't know.
There might be, those Bibles might be hollowed out and there's a knife in there.
Yeah, you don't know. And this is the point where they push open the door.
Yep.
And they live in your house and you live on the street and they're squatters and
squatters
have rights.
Squatters have so many rights. This is the thing. If you are a missionary, your job is harder than ever.
Oh, yeah.
Because people like me aren't trusting anyone.
No, I trust nobody.
Because the people who were fake missionaries before ruined it for all the real missionaries.
Yeah.
If you work for the oil company, I'm looking for a badge. Because I know that you can easily buy an oil company. I don't know what coveralls look like.
No, me neither.
I don't know if these are the proper coveralls for Perico.
Oh.
Just come, give me your Perico license number so I can call. And be like, hey, is this dude supposed to be at my house or is he a murderer?
And don't you dare even think about swiping my phone away from my hand.
No.
When I lean my arm out the chain door, take a picture of your badge, close the door, and then Google the badge.
Go on TikTok and look up the badge.
Well, that's the thing. That's the whole thing. TikTok is a search engine now.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, what can you do?
You can't
You're
do
gonna
anything.
You're going to get wrong information.
Everywhere.
Every single time.
Thanks for hanging out with us today, buds. You can follow me, Kathleen Heaney, at Kathleen Loves Color.
And me, Bethany Watson, at Ms. Bethany Watson. And you can follow this podcast. Just search Acquired Taste Podcast on all platforms.
But most importantly, check out our Facebook group. That is our coolest social media real estate.
Until next time, this is your reminder to take a deep breath. Stay weird.
And stay curious.